This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In San Diego, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing complex today. The Cessna was not far from the airport. Officials say fire damaged cars and homes. Eight others were injured. San Diego Assistant Fire Chief Dan Eddy.
Some of the injuries were people that were on the ground. All the injuries that we treated were people that were treated at the evacuation center. There was no one transported from scene.
Eddie says it's unclear how many people were on board the plane and the cause is under investigation. The NTSB also on scene. A suspect is in custody, investigators say, responsible for the double murder of two Israeli embassy staffers last night, shot and killed outside an event at a Capitol Jewish museum. President Trump condemned those killings. A Brooklyn federal jury today convicting Svetlana Dali of stowing away on a New York Delta flight to Paris. Dali testified in her own defense, telling jurors she did not have a boarding pass when she walked onto that flight. Dali still faces sentencing. This is ABC News. In New York City, rapper Kid Cudi testifying today in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs. ABC's Rena Roy says prosecutors are focusing on Cudi's relationship with Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and how Combs reacted.
He says he found a Molotov cocktail inside that he called Combs to meet up at Soho House in Los Angeles because he felt things were getting out of hand with Combs, also allegedly breaking into his home, according to Kid Cudi. He testified that when they met up to talk, he looked like, quote, a Marvel supervillain.
Combs has pleaded not guilty to charges. The Memorial Day travel weekend shaping up to be a record holiday. Experts predict a million more people will be on the road for this Memorial Day compared to last year. Volatile storms, though, could impact travel on the roads and at airports. The threat of heavy rain and wind continues on the East Coast with a late-season nor'easter. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Heading into tonight, expect to see temperatures cool down quite a bit, as temperatures expected to be only in the upper 30s for a low. Then we'll be seeing winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15, mostly cloudy, maybe some patchy drizzle, partly sunny on Friday. Highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 15. Friday night, lows again in the upper 30s, and look for a few clouds. Saturday, still sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, though, it is 57 degrees.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Shoes kicked off by the front door, sipping cheap tequila on the front. Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan, Jason Aldean, Friends Like That here on WRCO. And lucky for a certain someone in a southwestern Colorado city, he had some friends help wrangle up his lost kangaroo. As chasing a loose kangaroo seems to be getting part of the job for police in a southwestern Colorado city, Irwin, the pet kangaroo, wasn't difficult to nab when he got loose last fall in Durango. Still quite young at the time, he leapt into a bag similar to a mother's kangaroo pouch. But this past Monday, Irwin got loose again. A police caller was worried that he might get hit by a car. This time, though, Irwin had grown too big for a bag. The technique just wasn't going to work, the officers had said. Officer Shane Garrison, though, described as a farm boy with animal handling experience, figured out after following Irwin down an alley into a backyard. Irwin was still small enough, about as big as a medium-sized dog, for Garrison to corner him near a house, sneak up close, and grab him. He carried the kangaroo to a police truck's back seat and shut the door. So, well, at least it had a happy ending, but, you know, sometimes kangaroos get loose just to make sure that those police officers are in shape. You know, they really gotta hop to it.
Texas. Sure, it's good to see you again. sure is good to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage. Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans. Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy. Just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From Prairie du Sac to Platteville, there are farmers who would do this work with their eyes closed, but they don't. They stay sharp, stay cautious, and stay safe. even when they've planted the same field for 30 years. They treat every day like it's the first time, because they know the land can still surprise you. This message in support of agriculture is sponsored by the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming her back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick. The blues can't hang around with the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. It dawned on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to life. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick. Them blues can't hang around with the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd.
If I see you again, baby, you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Debt to earn respect, and I've earned every single scar. I always thought that this was crazy, didn't know it'd go this far, but here I am. These wheels, they keep on turning, headed right into the stars. But I know it's all been worth it, man, I sure miss playing bars. All I ever really wanted was to sing and play guitar with my friends. Some said I'd never make it, that I didn't do things right. So I showed them who I was, and then I made it just to spite. I changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane, been messed around, been put down, but I keep coming back again. I'll wear that hat, yeah, I'm the punk, since I did it my own way. At the end of the day, I can say I changed the game. I have yet to find. I keep searching for a song, and I keep humming on a rhyme. I keep praying for the young bloods next in line to take my place, the next one to stand up and say. Some said I'd never make it, that I didn't do things right. So I showed them who I was, and then I made it just to spite. I changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane, been messed around, I've been put down, but I keep coming back again. I'll wear that hat, yeah, I'm the punk, since I did it my own way. End of the day, I can say. End of the day, I can say. I changed the game.
Michelle Franzen. One man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S., spoke on the Senate floor today.
Such a blatant and targeted act of anti-Semitism right here in the nation's capital should outrage everybody.
The FBI now focusing on the suspect's online posts, apparently against the Israel-Hamas war. Those murders also raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the war. In California, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit in a San Diego neighborhood earlier today. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department, saying only an act of Congress can close an agency. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school track and field action going on at Dodgeville tonight, and at North Crawford in the area, conference track meets are being held. Tonight, the Richland Center baseball team will be at North Park to take on Platteville in a conference game. JV action starts at 5 at Richland Center High School. Varsity will follow at 7 at Richland Center's North Park. And it's a game that the Hornets would like to get. They had a chance to beat Platteville a couple of weeks ago.
We were in a good situation at that point. We were controlling our destiny in conference play, and unfortunately we were on the wrong side of a 6-5 game, a back-and-forth game. It just didn't go our way, but we like where we're at. We've got to play good baseball, and we've got a couple of games to tune up before the playoffs start.
That's Coach Ryan Lemke. Richland Center and Platteville baseball can be heard tonight on WRCO. Pregame time 6:45. The Brewers took the series against the Orioles 2-1 after yesterday's loss. They travel to Pittsburgh for a game tonight. Also, the University of Wisconsin reports the 2026 football opener will be on a Sunday. The Badgers will take on Notre Dame at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th. The two teams met at Soldier Field in Chicago in 2021. The game, which was scheduled for October 3rd of 2020, was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And it sounds like the Tush Push will still be on. They'll be able to push tushes in the league this year. A source tells TheAthletic.com, Green Bay's front office personnel did not care about the play positively or negatively. One of the main reasons given for taking the rule back to 2005 was the threat of injuries. That wasn't enough to convince the owner rules committee. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Now your forecast tonight calling for temperatures cooling down. Lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds 5 to 15, mostly clear, and some patchy drizzle possible. Friday partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 15. Another cold night Friday, lows of the upper 30 range and a few clouds. And Saturday, sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's a mostly cloudy 59 degrees, 1/100th of an inch of rain fell early on. The barometer dipping slightly to 30.18. South winds are at 2. Again, it's 59 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Town's got a quick stop. Take your fake ID for a pit stop. Grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night. Sold out crowd under stadium lights. Where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing, 17ers. Every small town has got their wild. chances. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. 4th of July. Town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Chris Chitsey, Every Small Town, here on the radio. 58 degrees, a little cool out there today, but warmer than yesterday. At least there's that. Yesterday's high, only 48. Brr, is I think the temperature I was looking at. But looking at today, there is still a number of events set to be held. One is going on right now, and that's the Lone Rock Farmers Market. That continues until 6:30 at Center Park, across from the community building. Also, still to come, the 4th through 6th grade Richland Center Intermediate School Spring Concert. That will be at 6:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Doors set to open at 6:15. Admission is free.
From the first day of school to the last walk across the stage, every step mattered. Congratulations to the graduates of Ithaca High School. Brought to you by Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, Meyer Oil and LP, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, and the Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. And your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. Don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when he looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and then. Praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't. Trying to slow down. I've been trying to take it in. And this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink, just like that. You're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed. Praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't.
Don't blink. Time now for the Paul Harvey program, which is sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery. Combines a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for friends and family to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. I'm right now looking at a picture of three swimmers. They're swimming in a big lake, I'm told. It's a graceful, intriguing picture. The subjects, the swimmers themselves, are gone now. This is also a very old picture. But once upon a time, there was a paradise, a lush land of innumerable crystalline lakes and exotic wildlife and happy people, in a matter of speaking, nothing short of a resort. But the people there lived there in apparent bliss some 10,000 years ago. Meet Stefan Kreppelin and Rudolf Cooper. They are geoarchaeologists at the University of Cologne in Germany, discoverers, you might call them, of this idyllic land of shining lakes. Kreppelin has been excavating in the region for 3 decades, but it's only recently that the rest of the world has learned about it. And what has really captured our imaginations is this picture I've told you about, this prehistoric rock painting of otherwise unknowable ancients swimming. The October 2006 issue of Discover magazine has a photo of that ages-old tableau. And though the region remains largely unexplored, Kreppelin and Cooper are showing us hundreds of artifacts from that place and that era, an epoch of evident delight which lasted about 5,000 years. What were they like, those citizens of Eden? Well, they were artists, as you've seen, makers of paintings and pottery. There were also hunters and gatherers who herded cattle and, of course, fished a great deal, as you might imagine, living as they did among those splendid lakes. Their enviable story is told and retold through the findings at more than 100 archaeological sites. So, what happened? I mean, to them and their glorious existence, what happened to it all? Well, here's where it really gets interesting. This region underwent a climatic change. The reliable, wonderful weather became less desirable, so the people, unaccustomed to such imperfection, went looking for a new home, and they found one in the river valley of the Nile. That's right. So it's no coincidence, archaeologists say, that when the weather changed around 5,500 years ago is just about the time that another great civilization arose, something we call Ancient Egypt. Now, this weather thing is part of a cycle, scientists tell us. For a lot of complicated reasons, including the tilt of the earth and the shape of its orbit, that happy place of gleaming lakes and carefree swimmers becomes routinely barely habitable, much more often than not barely habitable. In fact, every 100,000 years or so, there are only about 5,000 years during which it is a lush savanna, something of a water world. And so, as did the fictional Brigadoon, this Eden has continually emerged from the mist, as it will again and again, rising from an arid waste 1,000 miles north to south, and 3,000 miles east to west, blanketing nearly all of northern Africa. So yes, I do mean to say, that the lush green land of exotic animals and fish-laden lakes, the playground of artistic, industrious Adams and Eves, became something you know as the vast Sahara, the largest desert in the world. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French Door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th. At Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston.
A stylish new ThermoTrue front entry door from All American Do It Center can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single doors, double doors, or ones with side lights come in a variety of colors and designs. They are the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals and carry outstanding warranties. Just ask the building materials team for ThermoTrue entry doors at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. 100.9
WRCO. You call me from the office to say you're working late. Well, I admire your dedication, but where's the extra pay? I meet you at the front door with a wine on your breath. I couldn't help but notice well, there's a button off your dress. Say you and your girlfriend just stopped to eat a bite. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Friday I came home and you was looking fit to kill. Said you're going to your sister's, cause your sister's feeling ill. I called her house all weekend just to see if she was fine. I never got an answer, must have called 100 times. She suddenly got dirty, y'all took it all in sight. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. No fool, there's something going on, and it just ain't.
Bye. is right. Who cares where we're going, 'cause we're getting good and tonight.
David Nail and Brothers Osborne finishing this hour out. Time now for a quick news brief, which is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. One man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S., spoke on the Senate floor today.
Such a blatant and targeted act of anti-Semitism right here in the nation's capital should outrage everybody.
The FBI now focusing on the suspect's online posts, apparently against the Israel-Hamas war. Those murders also raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the war. In California, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit in a San Diego neighborhood earlier today. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department, saying only an act of Congress can close an agency. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News. Hundreds of investors in President Trump's own cryptocurrency coin will attend an exclusive dinner tonight in the nation.